Report: Texas school sides with mother pushing son James to be transgender. Luna, by Neil Monroe, on August 18, 2020. The 8-year-old boy caught in a bitter Texas divorce will be treated as a girl by his local school during the 2020-2021 school year, says the Facebook page operated by supporters of his father. James Younger is being treated as a boy by his father, Jeff Younger, and as a girl named Luna by his mother, Anjor Gillis. But the boy's twin brother, Jude, is still being treated as a boy by his mother. It has come to our attention that despite being told that the school for the boys would go by whatever James wished to be called, the school still affirmed him as a girl, according to the Save James Facebook page. To preserve privacy, Breitbart News does not post photographs of the children. The Facebook page is big, in part, because the father is under a gag order from the judge overseeing the divorce. The page continues. This affects Jude too, as he now has to live the lie once again as he watches his brother get socially destroyed. We can only speculate that it was Anne's doing. She has tried every step of the way to dismantle Jamie's image as her son. As per the hearing last year, we heard testimony that the teachers were going along with whatever Anne desired. This is grave, as any pushback from the boys results in Anne's wrath. We can only pray for the boys' courage and strength to truly stand up for themselves. Jude very much knows that James wants to be a boy, but he has to tread very lightly. Because of mother's claim that James is a girl, said a source close to the family. This month, Judge Mary Brown of Dallas County Court reversed the October ruling of another judge and granted the mother's request to have sole control over James's sexual identity. Breitbart News reported August 13. In October 2019, Jeffrey Younger shared a video on social media of his son at 3 years of age telling his father, "Mommy tells me I'm a girl." A jury in Dallas decided against Younger's attempt to prevent his ex-wife from starting their son on puberty blockers. A consensus of 11 of 12 jurors decided the joint managing conservatorship over James and his twin brother Jude should be replaced by sole management by Jorgilas. The battle between Younger and Jorgilas intensified last year when James's mother threatened Younger with a child abuse charge because he would not affirm their son as a transgender child. Jorgilas petitioned to modify the parent-child relationship while referring to James as a gender-expansive or transgender child who by choice now goes by the name Luna. James's mother reportedly sought to terminate Younger's parental rights because James behaved as a boy when he was with his father. Jorgilas also wanted Younger to pay for their son's counseling with a therapist who would affirm his transgender identity and his transgender medical interventions. The court prohibited Younger from dressing James as a boy or from sharing faith-based or biologically-based scientific teachings on sexuality, even though family friends who have observed James when he is in his father's care reportedly affirm he dresses and behaves as a boy by his own choosing. The case is reportedly just one of several cases where divorced parents disagree over transgender claims. It also highlights the growing number of claims that children are being pushed into transgender status by parents who wanted a child of the opposite sex, or who prefer transgender children to likely gay or lesbian children. Editor's note: the photo accompanying this article does not depict any individuals involved in the story. It is illustrative, not literal.